Simon & Schuster Audio presents Lady Bird and Lyndon, the hidden story of a marriage that made a president. By Betty Boyd Caroli. Read by Amanda Carlin.
Prologue. At exactly 4 p.m. on December 9th, 1967, Lady Bird Johnson started a slow, dignified descent down the wide stairway from the residential quarters of the White House to the state floor, where more than 600 guests were waiting. All of them were dressed for an evening gala, while some lingered around the foyer at the foot of the stairs, chatting in small groups. Others had already taken their places in the huge East Room, where Lady Bird was headed. In the 4 years of her husband's presidency, she had walked this route dozens of times to greet heads of state and delegations of various sizes from all over the United States. But today was different, and very special. Today, her 23-year-old daughter, Linda, was marrying the military aide she had begun dating that summer. The press had avidly reported on all the prenuptial festivities leading up to this, the first White House wedding of a president's daughter in more than 50 years, and Lady Bird was determined to deliver an event perfect down to the smallest detail. Since the August morning, when she first learned of her daughter's decision to wed Charles Chuck Robb, she had devoted more hours than she could count to mulling over white silks for the gown that Jeffrey Bean would design for the bride. She had composed and then revised guest lists, and she had considered multiple cake recipes before deciding on the pound cake, flavored with rum and white raisins. She had even taken time to ensure that the cameras recording the ceremony would be hidden, their presence indicated only by tiny slits in the white fabric backdrop behind the improvised altar. Dedicating this much attention to her daughter was uncharacteristic of Lady Bird Johnson, who knew that she did not deserve high marks for her mothering. Both her daughters had told her so, sometimes in teary-eyed sorrow or in accusatory tones. In her household, Lyndon always came first, and she had often left Linda and the younger Lucy for weeks at a time so she could appear at his side in political campaigns and cater to his every command. Even when...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?